Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On this week's episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, Reggie Miller joins the guys to talk about the NCAA tournament, his sleepers, busts, best players, and much more. Let's get to it. What up, everybody? It's your man Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. As always, joined by Adam and Zion. Zion back from his week-long sabbatical vacation, left us hanging. Was not with us last week, Adam, but he is back. Fellas, what is going on? How are we doing this week?
Young Zion claims he did not play much PS5 during his vacation. I'm calling bullshit on that.
You can. I don't really care what you're calling it.
Okay. Bringing the energy, real great energy to start this podcast, pal.
I needed to stay away from you guys. That's why I took a vacation, like, especially. I needed some time away. We won't be talking about the tournament. Nobody cares.
We literally have Reggie Miller on this episode to talk about the NCAA tournament.
We will not be talking about the tournament.
Nobody cares about your Cowley Blue Devils bowing out
about,
of the season.
How about my Ohio Bobcats making the tournament, bro, and Adam's UConn Huskies making the tournament, Zion's Duke Blue Devils not making the tournament?
None of
y'all are known by your community, so don't even bring up.
Adam's a legend.
You are well aware of my brand, pal.
Adam's a legend in Stores, Connecticut.
He's not a legend.
Before we get to it, because it is March and it's brackets, and we have Reggie Miller on, and Zion thinks we're not going to talk about college basketball in the tournament somehow, because you opted out. You opted out of the tournament, just like your Duke Blue Devils and Coach K.
Accurate.
NFL free agency is happening right now, so we're not going to. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to be late on anything, but like we might react to like news breaking in real time. Zion, we gave numerous praise to your Nets last week on the pod. I don't know if you listened to the pod, but we gave so much.
One thing I will say, I listened and I see y'all missed me because there was a lot of times Charles would say, oh, if Zion was here, he would have said, if Zion was here. There was one time you stopped it just because you knew you were about to say my name again. You know, I know y'all missed me. That's one thing. Y'all definitely missed me.
But I don't know about that.
That's debatable.
What were you saying about the Nets?
We were saying, I thought Blake Griffin was actually going to play. I guess he's just there to get his fits off. He's not actually going to play for the Nets.
We don't have to play him. We're ramping him up. We're that
for what?
To get him back into shape. He hasn't played in a month.
For his 5 minutes per night that he comes off the bench.
No, we don't need him. We don't need Blake Griffin, but we have him. So when he's ready, we'll use him.
Over under April 1st for KD's return to the lineup, pal.
What date is it? March 15th.
It is March 15th.
March 16th.
Shams reported today 2 more weeks. So,
yeah, that's what I was told. So, you know.
That's what I was told. This is sources.
You have sources?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Let's say.
I think sources close
to the Kevin Durant camp are telling our Zion.
No, they're not
Rich,
telling me
Rich
nothing.
Kleiman exclusively Rich Kleiman
giving you,
Zion,
is he giving you Zion information?
They're not telling me nothing.
Pierce Simpson. Shout out to Pierce.
Is Pierce feeding you information? Is that what you're getting from?
Pierce Simpson reports exclusively.
That is not. I haven't talked to Pierce one time about Kevin Durant.
So let me ask this. It's March, brackets, all that kind of stuff. I wanted to ask you guys. What's the final four of things that we lost during the pandemic that we weren't able to do? What's the final four of things you wish you could do that were taken away during the pandemic? Because I have mine. Think about it. And I'm going to run through mine.
Run through yours while we think about this because we didn't get any prep time.
One of them I'm crossing off tonight. The reason I bring it up, and Zion knows this, Zion is so jealous of me that I'm going to the Knicks and Nets game.
I'm not jealous at all. Why would I be jealous?
The final four of things that the pandemic took away from us, my bracket, going to sporting events. I can't tell you how much I miss going to sporting events. And I didn't realize how much I took it for granted. Two, concerts. Adam, I know you like to go see Raekwon and your old Wu-Tang guys in concert whenever you can, but you haven't been able to. Concerts. Three, going into a bar and being able to drink a beer without wearing a mask is something that I dearly miss.
That sounds very weird.
Why?
Go ahead.
That's like such a simple thing. Yeah. That's such a simple thing that you take for granted that when you can't do it.
If that's really, what you're missing,
that is so high. Being able to just waltz into a bar, sit down, and have a beer is it's something we totally took for granted that I miss. Yes, I'm sorry. Four, here's one. Riding the subway. Riding the subway is in my top four. I desperately miss riding the subway.
I've been in the subway.
I haven't since March. It's been a year.
This sounds like you're not a New Yorker there. That last one is cool.
Well, you haven't been on the subway. When did you ride the subway since
March? That doesn't matter. I've been on the subway all my life. What do I need to miss about the subway?
I miss the subway. Are you guys with me on missing live sporting events?
100%. I miss going to cover NBA games and the bullshitting you do with people that you know and locker room access and the press conferences. Until the NBA reverses their decisions about how the media can operate, I'm not going to cover an NBA
game. They'll never reverse. I feel like they're never going to reverse it.
That's my worry. But, I mean, I hope that come next season we'll
go back. The players don't want y'all around.
Of course not.
The players don't want y'all around in the locker room.
Hell no. I empathize, with them a little bit in that regard. But until the NBA reverses the media protocols, I'm not covering an NBA game because I can do the same shit from my couch. So I'm with you 1,000,000% missing covering NBA games and missing covering big boxing matches. The energy in the stadium, which Chops can attest to moments before a big fight goes off, is unlike anything in sports. And I miss that buzz. I miss that energy desperately. And I'm with you on going into a bar. Subway is not as much, whatever. But yeah, just the interaction, the ability to go wherever you want to without all the bullshit nonsense is definitely probably a top of my list. And I can't think of a fourth thing right now, but I'm with you 1,000,000% on the bar and missing going to sporting events.
Zion, do you miss anything? Do you miss
not
anything?
Really.
Because you just lived inside and played.
Have you left your house more than three times in the last year?
I literally left state.
Oh, big brag. Oh.
Congratulations, pal.
I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging like Chops over here went to Florida for no
reason. Whoa, why are you out in my business? Why are you out in my
Florida for no reason? I'm just saying.
Why are you out in my travels?
I'm just saying, you know, you went to Florida for no reason, no mask, no nothing.
I was wearing, I follow CDC guidelines, my friend.
I saw.
Not that many Floridians do, Val, so.
I follow CDC guidelines. Zion, you don't miss anything? You don't miss going to games?
Yeah. I mean, I miss going to games. I miss going to Yankee games. Not really. I went to enough Nets games that was... It's not crazy. I mean, I would like to see this team play in person, but I'm enjoying it on TV.
Another big, you don't realize how nice something is until you can't do it, is going to a baseball game in the summer and just enjoying it.
Well, like, you'll be able to do that this summer.
That last summer. We'll be able to do it this summer for sure. I mean, I'm going to a Nets game tonight. We can do whatever at this point, it seems. But going to a baseball game, which you guys keep talking about Corey Kluber, by the way, and your Yankees. I watched him. He's not very good anymore. So I'm sorry to say about your Yankees.
As Young Zion has said on the group text, it's spring training. So let's relax a little bit.
I'm excited to get back into arena. Get back into arena and
I do
feel that live energy.
I do have
a sporting event again.
One quick question for you, though, pal. Will you take off the tag currently hanging off your hoodie that we see
yeah,
on Zoom?
I'm going to take it off right
there
now.
You go.
Wow.
I didn't realize it. Sure. NFL breaking news, Shaq Barrett back to the Buccaneers. Sorry, Zion. I know you want him on the Giants.
What? I don't care about Shaq Barrett.
That's disrespectful.
Why would I care about Shaq? Like, you think any... See, this is where I think you got things twisted up. You think everybody's hyped for NFL free agency like it's the NBA. No. Nobody really cares, bro. There's nothing that's going to be big enough to shake the NFL. It's going to be minor moves that if you're a fan of a specific team, you'll get a little hype for. But no one's – it's not a James Harden going to the Nets type hype.
That didn't even happen during free agency.
I'm saying, but in terms of like hype of transactions.
NFL free agency has come a long way.
You're wrong because NFL free agency this year is going to be a hell of a lot more popping than NBA
who's
free agency
agent?
Summer.
Tell me who the top free agent is right now.
Well, I mean, some guys have already had the franchise tag.
Answer the question.
Kenny Galladay is the best wide receiver.
Wait. answer the question. Who
Kenny Galladay is the best wide receiver to hit free agency in like 10 years.
So Kenny Galladay is the best free agent out right now. That's what you're telling me. The number one free agent is Kenny Galladay.
I mean, it depends on where you look at position. Shaq Barrett was incredible. He won the Bucs a Super Bowl. So
Shaq Barrett and Kenny Galladay are the biggest names.
You know who's the biggest free agent? You know who the biggest free agent coming up in the NBA is going to be? Andre Drummond. So what do you want to do?
And well, technically Kawhi Leonard, but I mean, we're going to assume
at this point, Kawhi is not sounding too happy in
this summer. The NBA will smoke that. But you're telling me Kenny Galladay and Shaq Barrett are the biggest names, and I'm supposed to get hype over NFL free agency? Come on, bro.
You're not getting hype because the Giants aren't doing anything because they're trash and they're sticking with Daniel Jones.
Jeez, and Russell, why are you just mad that I'm coming out the NFL so you can try to come for the Giants?
No, but you're talking about like Deshaun Watson might not get traded, right? Like Deshaun Watson trade could happen. Russell Wilson trade could happen. All this could happen. You're talking about the NFL hadn't been exciting. What are you talking about?
NFL free agency is not exciting, bro. It's not. It's not.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you. It's not.
It's not to you because you root for a team who's not going to win anything next year.
I've seen my team win a Super Bowl. My team win a Super Bowl twice. So what are you even talking about? I have more passes.
How about this bracket? Let's do a final four of are the teams we root for's chances to win a championship. What are the four closest to winning a championship?
All my teams.
No, that's not true. Because the Browns have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Giants.
The Nets have a better chance.
The Nets would be the one seed. The Nets would be the one seed.
The Yankees would be the two seed.
Yes. Well, Adam's a Yankees fan, so you guys overlap there. But what? Okay, Yankees would be the two seed. I'll concede that. Browns are the three seed.
No.
Yes.
They have a better chance to win the Super Bowl.
Then who college? You what? Who's UConn going
to
be?
UConn has a better chance to win a national championship than
the. That's not true. That is not accurate. Not even Adam would say that. Not even Adam would say that.
Adam, get ready for another UConn run, baby.
What seed is UConn?
Primed for a deep run into the NCAA tournament. Second round weekend team. Yeah, seven seed.
So that means that they would have to play a two seed in the second round?
They would play Alabama in the second round, which is a very winnable game.
I watched Alabama. Alabama looks really good.
Alabama's a very good team. Very good team. But it's a winnable.
You guys couldn't even beat the team that got smoked by Georgetown.
Listen, that was a letdown situation for Creighton in the Big East tournament.
Did you cry? Perfect. Did you cry Saturday night?
No, I just got raging drunk.
Browns are the three seed. UConn's the four seed. I'm not taking this disrespect.
No.
The Browns playing the AFC, pal. How are they getting past the Chiefs?
The Chiefs that lost just got rid of both their offensive tackles.
Okay, with a generational quarterback.
Well, the generation quarterback just lost to Tom Brady.
They just restructured contracts though today too.
So free agency matters now because the Chiefs.
Are I'm not saying it matters.
Who the Waffler is in this podcast.
No, yeah. It's not. I'm not waffling.
The Waffler's back. The Waffler's back.
Kenny Galladay. You told me Kenny Galladay and Shaq Barrett are the biggest names of free agency. That tells you that is not hype.
Kenny Galladay is the best wide receiver to actually hit free agency in literally a decade,
and that's not good. That's not because good.
You guys usually don't hit free agency in the NFL. That's the point.
Exactly. So why?
So guys actually are hitting free agency.
Wait. So you just proved my point. Guys naturally do not hit free agency.
Because the way the NFL is, but
free agency is usually trash.
It's getting better. The NFL free agency is getting better.
But Young Zion, this is by far the most, I guess, consequential and news, you know, worthy free agency period that we've seen in like modern times.
That's so great. But
you have to at least acknowledge that this year the NFL free agency is definitely just more popular. Bro,
This is how I justify it. If Kenny Galladay and Shaq Barrett, Shaq Barrett just signed, are we breaking news on it? Complex.
If Andre Drummond signs, we're not breaking news on it either.
If Andre Drummond signs with the Lakers, we will post about it.
No.
Thank you. If Andre Drummond signs with the Nets, we will post about it.
If Shaq Barrett signed with the Giants, he would have dropped it in our news Slack. He would have dropped it. He's such a liar, Adam.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
I miss the waffling.
I just smoked, though. Get out of here.
Let's
talk about the NBA before we go to our guest, Reggie Miller, who's going to talk some NCAA with us. Are you guys excited coming out of the All-Star break right now about the NBA? When is the NBA going to pick up for us right now? Because right now, to me, it is painfully boring to watch. Like, there's no storylines. But even the Nets, aren't even, they're just beating teams. It's boring.
I'm watching every game, watching every replay.
You watch every single NBA game, Zion? That's a fucking lie.
Every single Nets game.
Oh, Nets say game. Every okay. NBA. You said every game.
I said every.
What story? Game. What's the biggest storyline in the NBA net right now, Zion?
The Brooklyn Nets.
And that's not even exciting. Adam, is that exciting?
It's not. The only storyline is the trade deadline, which is still a couple weeks away.
Which from, is 10 days and away. It's going to be a dud. It's going to be
Which I don't
a
think
dud.
Is going to be. Yeah. I mean, Kyle Lowry is the biggest name potentially out there. I don't think Harrison Barnes gets traded. There's some other guys that keep getting mentioned. But I agree with you, Chops. Like, I think right now we're in the dog days of the NBA. And for me, it's going to take a backseat the next 2 weeks to the NCAA tournament. So, and I think it's going to be the case for a lot of basketball fans. I'll still be watching. I'll be watching Monday night's Knicks Nets game. You'll be at it. Young Zion will be watching from the Nets perspective. I'll be watching from the Knicks perspective. But I would agree with you. I feel the NBA right now is just kind of in a dull period. And
who cares? Like, I don't get what's the – is the NBA supposed to be at a peak right now?
No, but we're just –
I mean, it's supposed to be exciting at some point. Like, it's just –
When the playoffs, when it gets closer to playoff time, I mean, you just had the All-Star break. Usually after All-Star break, it's not really crazy.
There's just like no storylines that are interesting right now. That's the problem.
We're in the dog days of the NBA season.
I think when KD returns, everyone will be glued to the Brooklyn Nets again. I mean, they're glued to the Brooklyn Nets regardless. But once KD returns in a week or two with Blake Griffin, everybody will be watching.
All right, slow your roll on Blake Griffin's, you know, influence here on the Nets.
And you say everybody's going to be watching, like people would like the NBA rating, like whatever. I don't want to go in on that because, I mean, I don't know.
I think you're right though, Chops. I think you're right. It's a dull period right now for the NBA.
It's just a pointless point to me.
You know what I just realized? You know who's in their last year of their deal next year? Stephen Curry.
Next year.
Next year's the final year of his deal with the Warriors.
And
he's trying to hit that LeBron and Steph
I mean,
team up.
Do you guys think that was an accident?
We'll ask Reggie Miller that question.
That's a terrible topic.
That's a terrible. We're not answering. We're not asking them that. But I mean, Steph doesn't seem overly happy with how things are going in Golden State.
Well, I mean,
you guys are forgetting that Klay Thompson is not on the team. Like
I didn't forget that. Who
anything that happens this year in terms of struggling, even last year, is just not. Is not truly.
I mean,
who they are.
Can we say they made the wrong pick taking Wiseman over LaMelo Ball? We can say that.
You can say that.
LaMelo Ball looks generational, NBA superstar level talent. Wiseman looks cool, okay, but they're having some issues. He got suspended first game coming out the break, or got punished.
I mean,
don't miss your COVID test.
But I don't know. I think the Warriors messed that up.
I guess, but if ultimately Wiseman becomes what they think he should become, it might be a situation where it's not really a loss for them. But LaMelo is obviously the best player in this draft. Because if Wiseman becomes an all-star big man, you still have Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. You still have your backcourt.
But Steph's already 33. Klay's coming off two catastrophic injuries. How much can you depend on that core? LaMelo would have been the new core. You know,
LaMelo would have been great for them. I don't think it's like like people worried about the fit. I don't think it's all too much about the fit, but at the end of the day, Steph Curry is not going to, his game is not going to diminish as it should. He's going to be 35 and still be able to shoot from 50 feet out. Like, that's not going to change. So, like, I think you've had Klay, Steph, and All-Star Big and Wiseman. It's not a loss. Jordan won, though. MJ got his win, though.
I think you're jumping to All-Star Big Wiseman. I don't think we've seen, like, he started the season pretty great. We were like, but, oh, he might be rookie of the year, but yeah, it's really.
What do you want him to do? Drop 20 and 10?
What's he averaging right now?
He's like 20, bro. rookies aren't supposed to come into the league and do what LaMelo is doing.
No, but right now LaMelo would have been the smarter pick. I mean, we'll see how things play out. But Wiseman has a lot of talent, and if he can get his head on straight, I mean, I think he can definitely be a really, really good NBA player down the road. But the idea, what you're alleging is that, or at least alluding to, that Steph could be on his way out after next season, I think the odds of that would be like plus 900,000.
Why? Why wouldn't we think?
You really think, based on everything he's established and everything he's built with that organization and how they've catered to him over the years, you think they wouldn't do everything to convince him? And
it doesn't matter. If he doesn't want to be there, he doesn't want to be there.
You're not wrong in that regard, but you're making, I guess you're alluding to and doing a lot of speculation that Steph is unhappy and would want to get the fuck
I just think it's funny that we speculate about LeBron's future 3 years out. We speculate about Giannis. Why can't we speculate about Stephen Curry?
You can, but I mean, again, it's very, I mean, if anyone is tied to an organization and their identity isn't tied to that organization in the NBA, it right now has to be Steph. I can't think of anyone else on the top of my head that is so glued to one club, one organization, the way Steph is. I think they're going to build a statue of him outside of the Chase Center. So,
I mean, they're going to build a statue for LeBron outside Rocket Mort, the Cleveland Arena. So they already said
the city he left twice.
Yeah, and they will gladly.
Well, listen, I mean, when it's been 52 years since your last championship,
exactly,
yeah, they'll build
He's
a statue.
He's still the greatest athlete in the history of the organization.
You're right.
Like, by it's not even close.
Correct.
All right, let's get to our Reggie Miller interview. NCAA tournament talk, really fun. Let's get to it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's get to it. Reggie Miller, thank you so much for joining us, the Complex Sports Podcast. How you doing, man?
I am great, my friends. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. We're doing wonderful. Before we jump into it too much, I know Wendy's breakfast, you're here for that. It looks delicious. The ads are great. The ads are great. I have to ask, if you moved into a Wendy's for the month of March, who is the Turner coworker who you would least want to move into the Wendy's with you?
Least want?
Yes, least want to be in that Wendy's with you.
Wow, there's so many to choose from here now. The least, I would say, I would probably have to go with the big fella Shaq, just because he is so large. He would probably take and use all the water, and I would probably have to sleep on the floor because his 7 foot plus frame would overtake my bed. So he would probably be the least favorite just because of the huge size of the big fella.
He'd eat all the Wendy's breakfast. You wouldn't have any.
There would be none. There would be none. He would eat it all.
Is there anybody, any Turner coworker who would be like, okay, this is cool. We could bunk up together for a month for the March Madness.
I think it'd probably be fun to be with Chuck just because he's going to keep me laughing and he's so funny. And it would be, it's funny because we've had this relationship back in 96 when we were on the Olympic team together in Atlanta. It was hard to separate us. So I know I would probably, I'd have the most fun with Chuck.
And you guys could gamble on a million different things together.
Oh, yes, we would. That's the best thing.
You got to have a great gambling story from your time in the Olympics with him.
Though, do you really want to go with Chuck's picks? Every time he guarantees something, it's the opposite. So actually, I would like him there. So when he starts guaranteeing, I can go with the opposite team.
Fade Chuck all March. That's the mantra. Reggie, so as we go into March Madness, obviously the Wendy's partnership, tell us about that. Like, obviously this isn't your first year doing it, but what brings this together and makes you so excited about it?
Well, it's just a great relationship between Wendy's and I. We started this last year when we were supposed to have the tournament.
Yeah, we didn't have it last year.
Which we didn't have. And they found a way to still use the spots that were supposed to air last year of me being in the bubble. They just kind of fast forwarded that to my bubble experience in Orlando. And it was received so well because, number one, everyone believes I went to Indiana University because it looks like I'm wearing their pinstripe warm-ups.
Yes.
So everyone loves that. But the fact that I would be living in a bubble with everyone going, you know, everyone that has had to experience some type of bubble themselves through this pandemic. And I think people can kind of relate. It's tongue in cheek. It's fun. People laugh at it. Wendy's has been great about it. And
I love the bobblehead part when you're shaking with the, that's like my favorite part of the commercial.
I get that a lot from the kids. So thank you.
So talking March Madness, young Zion right here is a Duke fan, Reggie, and he is boycotting March Madness. Anything you want to, you know, anything you want to say to him about
it? Well, look, it is what it is. Obviously, this year's tournament will take on a different feel because you don't have the blue bloods, as I call them. Obviously, Duke, Kentucky, who's a perennial favorite. So I'm sure people will kind of look at this tournament a little bit different by not having those particular schools in it. But on the flip side, you know, for them to be playing this tournament in one state, you know, it's the college version of Hoosiers, right? I mean, it's very unique, but this past year has been very unique. So, look, don't jump off the bandwagon because your Dukies aren't in it. They just weren't good enough. You can't boycott the other 68 teams, my friend.
Don't go there now. They were good enough.
Dukies aren't in it.
They were good enough. They just didn't have enough games. COVID knocked, especially in the ACC tournament. We were trending towards, you know, making some havoc in the ACC tournament, and COVID happened, and they got kicked out.
COVID has happened to everyone. I mean, COVID just happened to Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, so, I mean, it's all about making smart choices. Not to say that whoever got the positive test was not making smart choices, but it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't, you know, you could be, you know, going to the bathroom and who knows how you get this thing. So it happens. You just got to be smart and safe about it. But it's not, you don't need to boycott. Come on now.
Well,
a fan is a fan is a fan. You got to watch it.
I watch it for the sake of my job, but I will not be enjoying March Madness.
Well, don't you want to watch it to see North Carolina and see how they do?
but a North Carolina first round loss would feel great. That would feel great.
Speaking of that, of North Carolina, I will say this. I know you're going to ask me for picks and get into it.
Oh, you know.
But that second round matchup is interesting between Baylor. I have Baylor beating Hartford, and I do have Carolina beating Wisconsin.
Okay.
But that is a very scary second round matchup for Baylor.
It is. It definitely is.
To play North Carolina with Williams.
Why do you think so, Reggie? You don't think Baylor
Because, number one, North Carolina won't be scared of Baylor. They're used to playing top-notch teams. Mm-hmm. They have McDonald's All-Americans. You know, they have a big front line, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe top 20 rebounding team. And let me preface this by saying this about this tournament, and I talked about this is the college version of Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. Everything is being played on neutral courts, which the tournament is. There's no home court advantage. And there won't be a lot of fans in the building to root, to sway. So it's just a scary game. I'm not saying Baylor can't win it. It's just a scary game for a second-round matchup.
It is.
If we had to go, I know Adam's a UConn fan here. You can see he's got the hat on and everything, so I'm sure he's got some. He thinks UConn can make a run, but if you had to pick out one seed who could possibly win it all, do you have one in mind?
Like a non-one seed
that could win it all? Do you have a favorite there?
I do. And it's a number four seed.
Oh, we're just
we know who it's going to be. God, but God.
Okay, who do you think is going to be?
You're going to name Oklahoma State. They shouldn't have been.
How did you know that?
Because they shouldn't have been a four seed.
How did you know that?
Because the tournament selection committee did a terrible job seeding Oklahoma State on the four line. They should have been a three.
I have Oklahoma State getting to my Final Four. I don't have them winning it, but you asked them. I mean, if they can get to the Final Four, certainly they can win it. Yeah. But I do have Oklahoma State in my Final Four losing to Baylor.
Okay.
But again, I preface back that that is a scary game against North Carolina. But having said that, I do have Baylor and Oklahoma State in the Final Four from the South and Midwest.
Who are the other two Final Four teams? And then we'll come back to Oklahoma State because I'm curious about that.
I have Gonzaga and I have Michigan.
So mostly chalk here.
Yes. But I do – I got some big-time upsets early that you guys would –
All right, so before we go back to Oklahoma State that Chops wants to get to, do you generally think, like convention everyone says, is the most wide-open tournament we're ever going to have?
I do.
You kind of feel that way?
I do. Just for the simple fact, this is a very unique tournament being played in seven Indiana colleges. Everyone's bubbled in one place, less travel, just like the bubble in Orlando when we saw breakout stars, guys shooting the ball, great. But there was no travel. Everyone went back to their hotel. They recovered, and they were playing basically in the same arenas. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a lot of that here. There'll be less pressure on some of these lower seed teams against the higher seed teams. Like, for instance, Alabama, number two, and Iona at 15. Do you really want to face Rick Pitino? This is Rick Pitino, the master of preparation. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if I'm Alabama, I was like, why did I have to draw Rick Pitino?
Yeah. And then you know Alabama gets in the second round.
I mean, you know, Reggie, I'm an Ohio U alumnus, so you already know I'm taking Jason Preston first round to beat Virginia. Because Virginia's not even getting to the bubble until Friday because they had COVID issues.
Not only do I have them beating Virginia, I have them beating Creighton.
Let's slow our roll here. That's the
okay. I'm just saying.
Reggie, Jason Preston is the truth. Zion.
I do love Tony Bennett, but the style, the slowdown style of Virginia, it's good. The two things you need to have in college basketball, you've got to have great guard play, which Virginia normally does.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to control the pace and the tempo, which Virginia does. But they play too slow down. I like Ohio. I just do.
They're not beating Creighton. Come on. That's ludicrous.
How is that ludicrous?
Because Creighton's a really good, experienced team.
Jason
Preston would be the best player on the court in that game. I'm just saying it.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think Virginia has any. I mean, their best player is probably Jay Huff in their front line. I don't think they have anybody that's better than Jason Preston.
Let's get back to Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Reggie, because correct me if I'm wrong, Oklahoma State is in the same bracket as Illinois, right? I really like Illinois. You just think Cade Cunningham is enough to do it?
I believe in this young kid. I really do. 6'8". I talked about great guard play. He can shoot the basketball. He can control the tempo. He has size. And I have him upsetting Illinois. I do. And I will say this. Illinois better be careful about Loyola Chicago. They just better be careful. All these teams that are so close to Indiana and they're going to have a traveling caravans of limited fans, that's what's going to make it great. Because I think all these teams that are close to Indiana, where their fan bases can kind of somewhat follow them, will have the advantage. I think
Sister Jean doing it again.
Say it again.
I said Sister Jean doing it again. She pulled it out.
Hey, Sister Jean, we believe a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
It could be another classical run for Loyola Chicago. But I do have Illinois losing to Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State. And another, I'll say, also in the Midwest, I have a lot of upsets. I have San Diego State going pretty far, losing to Oklahoma State to move on to the Final Four.
Oh. Upset wow. City.
That's fair.
Reggie's racket, Upset City. Reggie, do you think Cade Cunningham, slam dunk number one pick in the draft?
I think this is a deep stacked draft.
It is.
If he wins a couple of these games and himself in this tournament, yeah, I think he is the overall consensus number one.
Well, so let me ask you this question. Is he the best player in the NCAA tournament?
I think he is. But okay. Is it Jalen Suggs?
From Gonzaga.
Yeah, Jalen Suggs is good. Who do you have winning it? Does Gonzaga finally break through and win it this year?
Yes, I think this is the year for Coach View and Gonzaga.
So you have them running the table.
In my final game, and I have finally, this might be the most complete team Gonzaga has had. And we've said that the last, 10 years when he's had some of these teams?
We say it every year.
So, yeah, I think if there's any unique year to win it, this would be the year for a small team like Gonzaga. And I call them a small team.
They're not a small team. No. That mid-major. That's bullshit. Mid-major. That mid-major stuff mid-major. Is bullshit.
They're not one of the. But look, I consider them a blue blood. I consider them the same breath as Duke.
No. Reggie, you can't do that.
They don't have the championships.
You need the championships. That's the biggest part of being a blue blood.
But they get. Look, what Mark Few has done at Gonzaga, he develops great players. The system is good. They can play any style. And we knock them for not having the championships, but they constantly put out first rounders in the NBA. Mm-hmm. They do.
Not consistently. They'll put out every now and then.
They've had some first rounds the last handful of seasons.
Let's just say this. Duke has had some bust. First rounders too.
Whoa!
Duke has had some busts.
Recently, Jahlil Okafor is probably the last one, but that's not even.
Is Marvin Bagley doing?
No shots at anybody.
He was drafted in front of Luka Doncic. Zion.
That's the only reason why people kill him. But he's still going to be a solid player in this league. Come on, don't do that.
Okay.
I said
loyal. Didn't. Just loyal.
He's loyal, Reggie.
Well, Reggie, loyal. Let's ask about your loyalties. Are you embarrassed or relieved that UCLA is an 11 seed and playing in the first four?
They lost their last four, but they weren't embarrassing loss. I had them beating Michigan State, but I went back and did a little bit more research. And I still have UCLA beating Michigan State.
No. Michigan State's a sleeper. Michigan State's a sleeper.
I love it.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, they can easily. I mean, look, they beat Michigan, Ohio State, and Illinois this season. And they had some issues here and there. But, I mean, their resume is a little bit better than 11 seed. I think there's some discrepancy there. So
I think whoever wins that game beats BYU.
BYU has some good size. It's going to be a tough matchup. But I think you're right. I would pick Michigan State to beat your UCLA Bruins and then beat BYU. But I do want to ask, are you going to place a wager with Magic Johnson on this game between UCLA and Michigan State?
I absolutely should call him up. Yes.
Let's get something going. What would the wager be?
What are the stakes?
Just a dinner wager. Come on.
They're just a dinner.
No, got to go bigger than that.
You can try to go into his pocket and pull out that platinum crystal billionaire American Express card that he has.
Yeah.
And treat me to a nice steak dinner.
Try and get a share of the Dodgers or something, Reggie.
Go higher than that. Go more than steak dinner. Reggie, just got some assets.
Reggie, I got to ask you this. Is there anywhere in Indiana where you would be stopped by security like Patrick Ewing was in the Garden?
That would never, ever
never, happen. Never happen, right?
And if that was the case, that person would be fired on the spot. Do you hear me?
Can you believe that, Reggie?
That happened to Patrick. He is absolutely correct. Isn't my jersey hanging from the... And first of all, he's 7'1".
How do you not know
who Patrick Ewing is? I don't care if it's an 18-year-old security guard, and I don't care if it's a 60-year-old security guard. You should know who Patrick Ewing is.
I couldn't believe that when he said that. But it fueled that security guard got Georgetown to the tournament, yep. I think. I think that fueled Georgetown.
And that's why I have Georgetown. Now, let me just say this, guys. Isn't there every year a 5-12 upset, right?
Of course.
There's a 5-12 upset.
Yeah.
I have two of them, possibly three 5-12 upsets.
What do you got?
Georgetown, as we mentioned, over Colorado. I've got Oregon State possibly beating Tennessee in a 5-12. And my question mark one, and you were just mentioning this. UC Santa Barbara might be great. I know you like Creighton. But UCSB could possibly be Creighton. That's the question mark of my
That's a little too ambitious. I admire it, but too ambitious.
My certain 5-12, definitely Georgetown, and I definitely have Oregon State as upset. The question mark 5-12 will be that UCSB and Creighton.
Do you have a double digit seed going to the Sweet 16? Because we've seen a double digit seed.
He said OU. He said Ohio University. He already has one.
13. Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Never mind. Yes. We've seen a double digit seed reach the Sweet 16 every tournament since 2008.
I have Ohio.
Bob Kitties. Reggie, before we get you out of here, because we know you're busy, you got a lot of stuff to do. Young Zion here, as you can see, he's a Nets fan too. So let's bring us all together. Are Zion's Nets going to win it all in the NBA? What are you thinking there?
Win it all.
Yeah. Are they the favorites right now, do you think?
They're the favorites to win the East. So, Zion, you're right on that. To me, man, I've got to see if the Lakers make a move before this trade deadline. If they get like PJ Tucker, which people are kind of talking about, which I think they need.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a repeat for the Lakers. I certainly think it's the Lakers and the Nets in the finals. And on top of that, I mean, you've got to beat LeBron four times, which KD has done. Mm-hmm. There's so much firepower on that Brooklyn Nets team. Can they stop anyone? The Lakers have a top five defense. And if you add PJ Tucker, that toughness, I think that takes them over the top, but I would love to see that matchup. I think that's a 6 or 7 game series that I would want to see.
I think we all do. Young Zion taking the Nets in 5.
He'd pick him in a sweep.
5 or 6.
See, look at this kid. Look at this kid, Reggie.
Wow.
If the Lakers don't make a move, I agree. If the Lakers don't make a move, I think how are they going to keep up with that offense for 6 games?
KCP.
Yeah, it's getting tough.
Yeah, it's tough. They've got to make a move. They need one more piece. Especially, and again, let's see how Davis comes back. Anthony Davis comes back. He's been gone a long time. He's still, 2 or 3 weeks away? That Achilles
had 2 weeks,
That's a serious injury. So let's see how he looks coming back. But right now, I would say Brooklyn is probably the favorite to win it all, a little bit over the Lakers until they make a move, and let's see what Anthony Davis looks like.
Awesome. Reggie, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to watch March Madness, sharing your bracket with us and everything. We hope you have a safe March Madness, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Sorry, Zion. Next year.
Thanks,
let's do this again next year so we can redeem Duke, guys. Please
there we
do
go.
This next year.
Nah, no redeem Duke. Fuck
yes,
Duke.
We can. Thanks, Reggie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Zion, we got you to talk about the tournament, buddy. You said you wouldn't do it. Reggie was talking shit.
Man. You know what's crazy? Why do you guys love to bring up this.
We're talking the tournament.
Y'all love to bring up that I'm a Duke fan.
It's my favorite thing. Because you know why? You know why I love bringing it up? Because it gets these guys going because they played against Duke in college. And it gets them going and it gets them riled up because they hate Duke as much as we do.
No, because there's also no middle ground with Duke. Either you love him or you hate him.
Yeah. There's no, I could kind of. Zion, there are so many opinions either way. No, it is. I love it. because it gets these guys so fired up. Duke is one of my favorite things.
Duke is one of those polarizing teams, whatever the hell you want to call them, things in sports. There's no middle ground. You either ride for them the way you do, or you want to see them fail miserably like the rest of us.
Telling a former NBA player that you're a Duke fan is like top one on my favorite things to do.
Guaranteed fireworks after that.
That was fun, though, guys. I enjoyed that from Reggie.
A message to all these guys that come on the podcast and talk to the smack. Enjoy it.
The list is long at this point. It's like Kenny Smith, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber. We're like, we just need Shaq and Chuck to talk shit about Duke to you. And we got the whole Turner
cast. Enjoy it, because next year is going to be hell for you. It is going to be hell.
I thought this year was supposed to be hell, pal.
Yeah, this year was not supposed to be. Next year, we will be top five to begin the season, and we're not giving up that top five spot. You'll see.
Okay.
All right. There's Zion's final message, who said he told us he wasn't going to watch the tournament. Now he's going
to
actually watch
the tournament. No. I'm watching it because I have to. It's part of my job.
Tough job you have.
If it was not part of my job, I would not be watching.
Punch that clock, pal. I'm not, clock in and clock out.
I'm not even making a bracket. I guarantee you that.
That's such a lie. I don't believe you. You're gonna have a secret bracket under your pillow.
To be totally honest, I haven't even looked at the bracket yet. So even the seeds that y'all were telling me today, I was like, I just know that Syracuse is 11, and that shouldn't be happening. That's terrible.
Syracuse should not be in the tournament.
Fraudulently got into the tournament. Fraudulently.
Do they have to play in the first four on Thursday?
No.
They got through. No, geez, I didn't know.
Egregiously, yeah.
But, like, yeah. I didn't even know Cade Cunningham was a four seed, but we'll see.
Well, my question was, didn't Oklahoma State get banned from the tournament?
Yeah, I thought they had an issue with the
I thought they got banned.
No, you would have known about that if Cade Cunningham wasn't eligible for the NCAA tournament.
There was a postseason ban, and he still was like, I'm still going there. And then,
well, I think it was last season they weren't allowed in the tournament. I have to double check that.
But I mean, it was like a pending this year, but I think
they saw the Cade Cunningham ratings, and they were like, we're putting this kid in.
The NCAA has made some questionable decisions about teams and schools getting
our producer Misha has said she's playing a little violin for Zion and his Blue Devils right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, funny Misha.
I'm worried about this because if the Nets win the championship, this man is going to be the most unbearable human being of all time.
Yeah, that's why I'm feeling great because I still get to watch the Brooklyn Nets, so.
If they win the championship, everybody who listens to this podcast, please root for the Lakers or anybody else to win the championship.
This is going to be a little Mickey Mouse NCAA tournament. Nobody really cares, but NBA season. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen.
Please, I'm praying for the basketball guys. Please don't let it happen. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. That was really fun with Reggie. Like we said, Ernie, Shaq, and Chuck are the only three we got left when we get the whole Turner like roster knocked out joining the pod. So we're making our way through. Love y'all. Until next time, we'll see y'all later. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.